2010, Dana and Patrick Howard adopted three children from Haiti. For 12-year-old twins Amy and Andy and 9-year-old Austin, moving from the Caribbean to icy Minnesota posed its share of challenges. But it wasn't long before Austin Howard discovered the sport that would change his life. Here's reporter Tal Pinchevsky.
Dana Howard was first introduced to the boy who would become her son through a photo on a website.
Austin has a smile that can light up the room when he chooses to smile. So, you know, there was a picture of him with this just smile to melt your heart.
Dana and Patrick traveled to Haiti to meet Amy, Andy, and Austin in 2007 and again in 2008.
Yeah, I was kind of shy the first time. The second time, I was kind of like more open. The second time that you guys came and then left, I thought like you guys would never come back again. Like you guys would just like forget us, you know? That was hard.
The adoption process dragged on for more than 3 years. But on January 12, 2010, a 7.0 magnitude earthquake hit Haiti about 15 miles west of the capital Port-au-Prince, killing hundreds of thousands of people and leveling tens of thousands of homes. More than 2,200 miles away in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota, Dana and Patrick Howard knew their time to help had come.
If the earthquake had not happened, it could have been another 6 months, it could have been another year.
On January 30th, mere days after the devastating earthquake, the three children met their adoptive parents in Miami before boarding a plane to Minnesota. The trip ended with the 70-mile drive to Sauk Rapids.
We had packed a whole bag of snow things for them and getting to the airport and coming out into the parking garage and stopping and unpacking coats and mittens and hats and, okay, you got to put all this on, and having them walk out, and they enjoyed seeing their breath.
Went to the car and drove for like a long time. And then we stopped at my grandparents' house, and then there's a lot of snow on the ground. I was like, my first reaction was to go jump on it, and which I did, and then that did not feel good. My hands froze, kind of. And we drove to what was going to be my house for the next 10 years or so.
Besides the weather, there were plenty of other hurdles for the children to overcome.
Coming from Haiti, learning the different rules wasn't like that easy for me to like follow, because like back in Haiti, there were like no rules that the kids had to follow. So then that was pretty difficult here.
He pretty much had zero education when we picked him up in Miami. Austin had to sign a piece of paper, put his name down, but he didn't know how to write his name. So he had to, I think maybe one of us wrote his name and then he had to copy it down.
And before long, Austin discovered hockey.
At first, I noticed hockey from my computer. And I was just amazed by it. Like, how can, like, people skate on, like, that with, like, sticks and pucks and, like, hate each other against the board. And that caught my attention. So then I, like, wanted to, like, try it myself. So I got a pair of skates for Christmas. That was my first pair of skates. And then I went and skate at Lake George. And that was when I got my first hockey stick.
Older gentleman was there playing hockey too and had this little left-handed stick, and he let Austin borrow it and then let him keep it. He had a lot of good times playing at the park rink there for sure.
Honestly, I was just like happy that I was able to skate and have a puck and just go around the lake and just skate. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about anything else except me just having fun. Yep.
As soon as it got cold enough, he'd say, "Did they flood the rink yet? Is the ice going yet?" You know, and I'd drive by, "No, not yet." Okay, now there's ice, and he'd want to be there. And there, if it's too cold, the warming houses would be closed. But there will be times when he'd want to go anyways, and I'd swing around half an hour, 45 minutes later, "Are you done yet?" And sometimes he'd be done, and sometimes he wouldn't. He just wanted to be out there skating and moving that puck around.
Before you know it, he was, you know, just hanging out, like he said, with all the kids at the hockey rink. He was not any different than anybody else in pretty short order, for sure.
If you aren't familiar with how big ice hockey is in Minnesota, think basketball in Indiana or football in Texas. St. Cloud State University, the college located just a few miles from the Howard family home, boasts one of the country's top hockey programs.
Austin would go watch a YouTube video and learn how to do it, and then he'd be out there practicing it the next day. And his understanding of the game just, I don't know where he gets it from, but we were watching a game, and I'm watching the puck, and he's making this observation that's this bigger picture of what's happening, and it's just, you know, hockey's gotten into him.
After countless hours spent on the outdoor rinks, Austin approached his parents about playing organized hockey, but they wanted to set a few expectations before he could take his game to the next level.
I guess it was the classic parenting strategy of, you know, your child wants something really bad and they have some things they need to work on, so we kind of put that out there as a motivator for him.
They told me that I had to get my grades up, work harder in school, and my attitude needed to, like, change.
Austin dedicated himself to improving his grades and becoming a more mature young man. And one night, while Austin was doing homework, Patrick Howard walked into his son's room, sat at the computer, and registered Austin in the local hockey league. By the time Austin was old enough to try out for the team at St. Cloud Cathedral High School, he was at a strategic disadvantage. Most of his peers had picked up the sport shortly after learning to walk, and under head coach Derek Brown, the school had put together a very competitive program, finishing third in the prestigious state tournament in 2014 and 2017.
I think the speed was so much faster, so I just had to get faster and bigger, I guess.
After dedicating himself to training and improving his game, Austin made St. Cloud Cathedral's junior varsity team as a sophomore, and after a breakout two-goal performance that season, he decided to confront Coach Brown.
Hey, Brown, varsity now? He said, yeah. I thought he was joking, so I went back to the JV locker room, started getting undressed, and then Coach Brown came to the locker room. Hey, what are you doing? You're sitting in varsity. The whole, like, locker room was cheering for me. Hey, Howie, yeah. So, yeah, that was pretty exciting.
Howie, as his teammates call him, dressed for one varsity game as a sophomore. After 2 years playing JV, the 18-year-old senior has earned more consistent playing time with the varsity team this season. It's been 9 years since Austin was introduced to the unfamiliar cold territory of his new home, but now that territory is more familiar and less cold, thanks to hockey.
I think Austin alluded to it a little bit, but, you know, high school hockey is almost over, so I don't know, do I get to ask a question? What are you thinking about the end of high school hockey, Austin? Have you thought about that at all? Or?
Well, like, playing hockey right now, I don't think about it too much, but I think, like, when it comes to the end, I think I'm going to be sad. Maybe I might be in tears because it's just something I love doing. And, yeah, I think it's going to be sad to see that sport go away. But I think it will be a big part of my life. So going to be, like, involved in it, like, watch, like, hockey. Maybe someday become a coach because I just love the sport.
That story came to us from reporter Tal Pinchevsky.